let us start on the Bava Med Aleph. Four lines from the bottom. Omer Rava Lav Milsehi. Rava wanted to say that the Israelis is chatin is only when they're goyim. When they're megayim themselves, there's no Israelis is chatin. Omer Rava Lav Milsehi. B'yoyshin Oivdik Echom Les Lo Chasnes. There's no chasnus b'chlau when they're going. Nisgairu islohu chasnus, and then there's a lav of loitis chat. Moshe Rabbi Yosef said, how can you say that chasnus is only of the geiris? It says, v'yishchatin shloimes baspari melech mitzrayim. So the Gemara answers, giyuri gairu. They were megayah, so she was a geiris. So it passed chitur. So the Gemara asks, "Vloy kiblu geirim, loy bimei David, loy bimei Shloime." So the Gemara says, "Midi hu taime elu l'shulchan melachim." The whole reason they weren't mekabel geirim, because maybe they were megay themselves l'shem shulchan melachim for the yashiras that was then existing. Halay tzricha lay, she didn't need it. She was baspar. So the Gemara asks, "V'teipek lay do mitzris rishonei." She's a mitzvah's reshaina. Now let us see what this kash is. But typically, Sarashi says, Afilu gairo, afilu he was megayah, mitzvah's reshaina. She's a mitzvah's reshaina. Afilu hochi kori lei chasnas. Sarashi is very unclear. Why can't it be chasnas if she's a mitzvah's reshaina? Let us see Taisvis. The Taipik Lai Mishim Baba Mitzvahs Rishayne, Perish Bekuntus, Vavalochi Kori Lai Chasnes. Because, the Pshita the Shaykh Bul Chasnes, the Tovsi Bo Kedushin, what's the Kasha? Good, she's a Mitzvahs Rishayne. We just said now, Rava had said that Chasnes applies only if the Zabastris is Kedushin. So the Gemara says, how was the Shaykh Chasnes by Shloim HaMelech? So the Gemara says she was Megayah herself. The Gemara says, but she's a mitzvah's reshaine. So how's the Shaykh Chasnes? So Tosfos asks, why not? Why can it be Shaykh Chasnes if she's a mitzvah's reshaine? She's a bas tvisis kedushin. Because the Peshitta Shaykh b'chasnes, the Tovsi b'kedushin. The Olchaner wants to be mitzadet to him. For Rashi wants to say that we had Rav Simoi holds that afilu chayvi eser leitovsi bo kedushin. So how did Rav Simoi learn shot in the posik? And we have a posik over here. Vayischatein shloimim bas paroi. And if I say that chitun only applies if it's a bas tvisis kedushin, so how did Rav Simoi learn the posik? That's how Dochanei wants to say pshat in Rashi. V'nire de porik, but this is chaylik and Rashi, the Gemara's kash is, the hayach noso shloime. How is shloime permitted to marry her? Or mitzvahs rishayna boi vasura bekol? The Gemara's asking a different kash. If it is speaking about that he married her, v'yishchata means, how is he permitted to marry her? She's a mitzvahs rishayna. So let us see the Tosfos Yeshanim, Ba'alet, Ubi Shloime Ilav Gairo. So what's the Hemshech in the Gemara? So the Tosfos Yeshanim says as follows, Ubi Shloime Ilav Gairo, if he wasn't Megayah HaNiche, Shenosa Shloime. B'chol Zman Shaloi Niz Gairo, Loi Shaykh Yisrael de Mitzvahs Rishayne. The Yisrael Mitzvahs Rishayne is an Yisrael Bisuin. And that's after if you marry her. But if she was a goita, you couldn't marry her, so there's no Issa Mitzvahs Rishayna. The Issa Habol Anochis, if you're asking from Mishailas, so how was Shloim HaMelech permitted to be boiled her, Habol Anochis, the Chayev Mishum Nashko, Adayin lo niskanat beis dinin shol chashmai noi. So here the Tosfos Yeshanim says that the tabol agoite is muta min ha-teire. So my male daughter says, so that'll be very good. The only problem is the loss of Yischatein. Yischatein is a problem. You're telling me Yischatein means dapke with Tvisus Kedushin. Ay, we gam kanoim poigim boy leke, so yes, a kasha, but it's kanoim poigim boy abola kusis. Loi shayech rak, it says mistake rak befaheshye, avo betzina loi. So, vishamo shloi me betzina lokro. Avo kivin de gaira kosha, eichen nosa davilo mitzis rishayna. So that's from the Gemara's kasha. So Rabbi Chonon and Kovitz Aores asks, says, what is Tosfos Yeshanim saying? That it could be that Alts Goite it was Betzine. So he says, how could it be Betzine? Everyone comes Klal Yisrael knew that he had married Bas Paroi. The Gemara says, by Esther Hofahesia Havia, the Gemara says. So he blies by Tzorchin on this Tosfos Yeshanim. Well, Kaponim, the Tosfos Yeshanim seems to be saying that Als Goite, there wouldn't be any problem als the Ehrlichkeit of Shloim HaMelech, because that a Psobola Goite, that the Issa was Neschadish later, if it was Betzine. Let's go back to the Gemara. V'chitei ma'hanech ozo liyalme. Maybe you'll say that the Mitzrim, that the Torah also, that those, they were Ozli Liyalme. We'll see in Rashi and Tosfos that means. Bahani Achim Eminu. And this Bas Paroi wasn't a true Mitzris, because the Mitzrim were Ozli Liyalme. What's the Rashi? Hanach Ozli Liyalme. Meisu, Vitovu Bimei Paroi. Bechiyaza Rachmon Me'erevrat. The Rebbein Shalom meant the Erev Rav. This was the only known Mitzrayim. But the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim, they were Tavu in the Yamsuf. And one of the Rishonim says, maybe there was Zichek Tanim left over in Mitzrayim, but since the Mitzrayim became empty, so another Umme came there. So Lamaise, in Mitzrayim alone, there's no Mitzrayim. Rave of them could be are not Mitzrayim. And the rave of the Hamoin drowned in the Yam. And the Issa was on the Erev Rav. So Mamela al Kaponim, even though they're called Mitzrayim, but they're not the Mitzrayim that the Torah Asur. So Mamela, so we have no kasha on Shloim HaMelech. The Gemara says it's that true. We're saying that we live in a baraisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, min yomin ger mitzri, hoye li chaver mitamide Rabbi Kiva. He was a chaver mitamide Rabbi Kiva. Omar, he said, ani mitzri rishin. He told me, I'm a mitzri rishin, benososi mitzris rishin. Osi livni mitzri shniya. I'll make sure that my son will marry a mitzvishni, k'day shei ben b'ni roi lovi b'kol. But the ben b'ni should be roi lovi b'kol. So kaponim, so we see, bizman Rav Yehuda, bizman Rabbi Kiva, they were still mitzrim. So you see that the Yisra mitzri didn't apply Yisra davke by the Erev Rav. Omar Rav Pope, so Rav Pope says, Anan Mishloim Aleike Venosev, we're going to ask a kasha on Shloim HaMelech. Shloim Aleike Nosev Midi. Shloim didn't marry anyone. Dachsiv Bey Minagayim Asheram Hashem Al Bnei Yisrael Leisaboyu Behem, Behem Lo Yaboyu Behem, Ochein Yatu As Levav Chemachay Aleihayim, Behem Dobak Shloim Aleave. So it was Advekis Laave, not Lushem Ishis. Elakosheve Yishate, Swarishvada Yishate, Mitaihabi Yisere, Shaavo, Malolovakosov, Ki Ilu Nishatein Bo. That the Ribu Yave was Ki Ilu, there was Chito. Ki Ilu Nishatein Bo. Could be the Kilu because that Mos Ave comes only through Chitim. Ave v'yachva v'shalom v'reyes. So that comes through Chitim. And there was so much Ave that it would have been proper if there would have been Chitim that there should have been so much Ave. But Lamai said there was no issues.
So Mamela, so there's no kasha from the lotion of Vayishate. Let us see Rashi. Osi livni mitzri shayni, shimasyana mitzri shayni yebno shayni. Lo, do amrine bepirken halachacha psulim. Amalayozdala alma, vahani mitzri snino, der mitzri. So the Gemara says, "Leinos of Midel is Nusay Miskam, Dabek Shloim Elav of Leilishus." Let us see Tosfos. V'chitay Mahanach Ozulam Perish Ume Shel Mitzrim. Shomar Leim Akosev Dosh Lishi Yovilam V'Leisheni Holchu Lisyashev B'Shar Arotzes. As the Ume went and went to other Arotzes. Va'ani achini ninu sh'uma acheres nishyash v'shop. That's what we'll say, Pshat. V'amar Rav Yehuda minyomin ger mitzri, v'poshet loy de minyomin bo mi eretz mitzrayim. Timin ha-mitzrim sh'nishyash v'b'sha'arotzes ha-yekereo ger mitzri. Shlei ho-ye yuduim b'sha'arotzes where they originated from. So it's called ger mitzri, means he came from Mitzrayim and he had a din of a mitzri. In Yomi Ger Mitzri, Vim Toima. So Taisvis asks, Volomaloi Hoyo Mutalovi Bekol. Why wasn't he Mutalovi Bekol? Voloi Ein Mitzriim Bim Kaimo. They're not Bim Kaimo. Shekva Olos Ancherev Ubilbul Kolo Ilum. So Stakishvar, there's another Cheshbon. This is not a Cheshbon from Foshleima, but this is later, Sancherev was Mavalbul Kolo Ilum. Umitam ze hite Rabbi Yeshua Yehuda ger amoini b'mesaches yadayim. Umay silo b'perik tvilos ha-shachar. Sh'om aloi Rabbi Yeshua mutar ato shekvar olos ancherev. The Gemara says in tvilos ha-shachar that Yehuda ger amoini came and he asked if his mutar or also lovi b'kol. Gamliel asked him, Rabbi Yeshua's mater. And Rabbi Yeshua explained because kva olos ancherev ubilbul was mevalbul all the umetz. So lechayre. So what is pshat in minyanin ger mitzri lechayre? So if ancherev was mevalbul all the umetz, so minyanin should also be mutter. Ubesoyte pirish bekuntres desanye betesefte shomalei Rabbi Kiva minyamin teisa shekva olos ancherev ubilbul kol ha'ilam. Tesefte says that Rabbi Kiva take told him minyamin, you're making your toys, you don't have to be nizer. Rabbi Kiva take told him this. So what's pshat agamor brings down though minyamin nitazoy that take means? So what's pshat? Ubal alochis gdeilis tirets de mitzrayim shavulim kaimam. That's true, that there was a zman of bilbul, but they were shavulim kaimam. Tinosulim akosuv kitzva. Because the posuk says there's a zman that are being golus, kdosiv mikets aboim shon, akabitzes mitzrayim, min ha'amim asham lefaitzu sham. Some are male, so the Pasuk says they're going to return. V'af al-gav d'gabay amayin k'si v'achakach oshiv eshvus b'nei amayin. So if you say that there's since there's aftoche that they'll return, some are male, so the bilbul doesn't help, because they returned. So by amayin there's also aftoche. Abolei nosulam kitzve, that's true. The other post says they will return. Eventually they'll return, but the post doesn't say when they'll return. I mean, it's Raim, it says after 40 years. So Al-Kochach, they returned. Masha'in came by Bnei Amoin. It says they'll eventually return. K'moisha Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, B'mesechesh Yadayim, Omar Le Rabbi Yeshua, B'ksiv Yishavti, Yeshvus Yisroel, V'Yehuda, V'adayim, Lo Yishavu. Rabbi Gamliel, atayned at what a raya from this pasuk, v'shavti yeshvus b'nei amoy, v'oshev yeshvus b'nei amoy. So Rabbi Yeshua told them, it says v'shavti yeshvus Yisrael, and we didn't return yet. So memeila, it wasn't the skaim either the Oshi Beshvus B'nai Amoi. Although by the Mitzrayim it says as man of 40 years. Miketz Aboim Shon HaKabit says Mitzrayim. V'hochi Tanya. So this is the terrace of the Baal Halachas G'dayles. So since the Pasuk says that Mitzrayim will return after 40 years, that is, Zichar returned after 40 years. So the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim attack genuine Mitzrayim. Masha'in came the Bnei Amoin were Nisbalbo. So Taisvah says this teretz of the Bahad, V'hochi Tanya B'tesef to the Mesechus Yodayim. Bosa uvde di Yehuda ger amoini, shahoyde Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, brutal of it, because on the Sefer Mesechus Yodayim, it says after Rabbi Gamliel was moide to Rabbi Yeshua, that Yehuda ger amoini is mutter because Sanchere was mevalvul domis, amale Rabbi Gamliel ger mitzi ki yaitze bize, so Rabbi Gamliel said, if that's the case, ze ger mitzri is ki yaitze bize. So the teretz of the Baal Halachas Gedolos, it says that Rabbi Yeshua said this in the Tosefta. Rabbi Gamliel Taka did not want to differentiate between the Mitzrayim and Bnei Amoin, and Rabbi Yeshua told them, no, there's a big difference. There was a kitzve, here there's no kitzve. I ve Rabbi Kiva, I Rashi brought an Tosefta that Rabbi Kiva told Minyamin that your mother, Minyamin Ta'isa Shekva Olos Ancherev Ubilbul Kol Oilam, so what's Pshat in Rabbi Kiva? Le'asika Daita Shenoslem Kitzvah, he didn't chap. He was like Rabbi Gamliel, he didn't chap that Lemaisa, we cannot be Midame Mitzrayim to the other Umis. The kosher l'ri alehi de brochis in Meseches Yedayim. So the ri and the kosher and the gemara brochis. The mashmi sancherev bilbul ami. It would seem that the sancherev was mevalbul ami. Daksi bi yirmiyem ba amoin gabi chubin shechrivon Nebuchadnezzar. So it says there by the chubin. That the Nebuchadnezzar was machiv amin. There it says in the posik, adu yorash malachim as God, va'ami ba'orav yoshav, heilili cheshbain kishoydedo. So memele there b'shas techubin, Yirmiyeh was misnabei, and the goddess of Bnei Amoin. So this was a Nebuah to Amoin. Rei mashme, sheboise shoha yoyoshvim bimkoimo. Uboise pashikzi v'acha kein oshi v'shvus Bnei Amoin. In kein le bilbulam san cherev. Vim bilbulam chozul koidem shechivam Nebuchadnezzar. So Taisvis is asking a kasha as follows. We have a gemara in Brochis, which is a Mishnah in Yedayim, that it says that the Yehuda was a ger amoini, and he asked a shaila if he's mutter, what's with him? Yehuda ger amoini. And Rabbi Yeshua said, you mutter love him because bosan cherev, kfar bilbul was kolomis. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua told him. Now, Sancherev was before Nebuchadnezzar. We find in Yirmiyeh that Yirmiyeh was Nisnabe, B'shas Dechubin, that Nebuchadnezzar will chase into Golas Bnei Amoin. And there, in that parish, it says later, V'oshiv, that later, eventually, Bnei Amoin will come back. But I'll call upon him. B'shas techuben abayis, Amin was b'mkaimom. So Sancherev was not mevalbul them. And here we have a gemara in Brochis. Rabbi Yeshua says, you know, the Amin is mutter, because Sancherev was mevalbul. We see later, so either one of the two, either they came back, Taisva says, or Sancherev was never mevalbul them. But al kaponim b'shas techuben, they were there. That's Taisva's kash. Imkei loy bilbulam Sancherev.
Or veim bilbolom chazul kadim shachim lebuchanatza. So what is the Gemara talking about Sancherev? Sancherev is whatever Sancherev did, if he did, if he didn't, though, it's like ma'al loy meiret el amoy. Kain mash menami bechaylek shebim koimam hoyu, that they were bim koimam bimei nebuchanatza. The Omar Hossam, Amin Omoyov, Shchaini Bishi di Israel Habit. These were the wicked Shchainim of Klal Yisrael. Sholchul Nebuchadnezzar, to Asik Alai. They were the ones that encouraged Nebuchadnezzar to be Eilen, to be Bileichem, be Yerushalayim. So it seems, Beshas Chuben Abayis, these were the Shchainim, Amin Omoyov, these were the Shchainim of the Bnei Yisrael. So it seems they were there. Shchaini bishi di Yisrael habe, sholchu Nebuchadnezzar. V'nira l'ri, einachanami, degabi Yehuda ger amoini, achu ben Nebuchadnezzar samach, einachanami. That what the Gemara says, kal bilbolom san cheret, that's not the true teretz. The true teretz is, because Nebuchadnezzar was mevalbo them. Nebuchadnezzar nami bilbo. Nebuchadnezzar was also mevalbo.
Even though when the Gemara in Soita speaks about, the Gemara is speaking about a shtot luz, that a luz had, the city luz had gewaldik eschusim,
the Gemara says, the comma, olo sancherev, veloi bilbelo, nuvachod netza, veloi hichiva. The Gemara wants to say, psamayla, that there was a city that was called luz, that it withstood Sancherev and it withstood Nebuchadnezzar. Now, anegei alonu, al kaponim, we see that Sancherev was mevalbul, Nebuchadnezzar was machiv. Now we have here a problem. We have here a problem. Tosis is going to answer that what the Mishnah Yadayim says, that Rabbi Yeshua said that Yehuda ger amoini is muta because Sancherev was mevalbul, the Gemara will see his lav davke. Not Sancherev. Nebuchadnezzar was mevalbul. Nebuchadnezzar was mevalbul. So Taisa says Nebuchadnezzar was never mevalbul. The Sancherev was, that was the Isaac of Sancherev. Sancherev was not machiv, he was mevalbul. He transferred nations from one mokim to second mokim. That was Sancherev. And Nebuchadnezzar Samazai destroyed. And that's what we see from the Lashna Gemara and Saita. The Gemara says, Ola Sancherev alei bilbul, Nebuchadnezzar alei chiva. So Taisa says no. The lashon of the Gemara says Haine Mishum the Sancherev lo yahaya machiv ela maver oisam laorim. He gol a shleimim. He made them go from one place to another place. Lekach lehiske by chulban Nebuchadnezzar bilbil vehichiv. Nebuchadnezzar did both. He was mevalbul and he was machiv. So Abu Kapanim, so what is Taisus Teretz? So Taisus Teretz was that Amin Lamaisa was Nizbalbul through Nebuchadnezzar, maybe it was to Sancherev also, but Abu Kapanim either they came back or Sancherev Mubachan didn't chapel with them. So why did the Gemara in Broche say that Bo Sancherev Bilbulum? So say Bo Nebuchadnezzar Bilbulum. And the Taylor Bilbo Sancherev bebroch zeres yadayim elam mishum shehischel abilbo, and mishum de bilbo kol ha'olam ksiv, and mishum de bilbo kol ha'olam ksiv hasam ba'asa gvuos amim, the mashma b'chol umeis. But we came to Nebuchadnezzar. So there ain't a chenami. The Gemara chaps on Sancherev, but the ike the Gemara means Nebuchadnezzar. Bintayim ahad ha'amr b'megillah, da'amru lo'i sanhedr l'achashveirayish, ha'chashveirayish est ha'chachme Yisrael, they should pasken on Vashti. And they wanted to avoid getting involved in this Indian. So they told ha'chashveirayish, zil gabi amin o'moyev d'yosfi aduchtayu. Go to them, they can think clearly, d'chsiv shan on moyev. So if I say that Nebuchadnezzar was mevalbul then, like v'arechiv and Nebuchadnezzar, so yahar be'kaidem achashverish. So what are they saying? So why did the Chachmei Yisrael tell him go to Amin and Moiv? There's no bisman achashverish. There's no Amin and Moiv anymore. There's The Akaponim, after, I mean, that's the Gemara in Brachis, that Akaponim, it's not Sancherem, it's not Nebuchadnezzar. Shlomi, b'milz, ba'al modok mu, ein achanami, k'loim, ra'avi mo'yu, ra'isim, sh'nisash, v'ushom, ela sh'arumes, ein achanami, they called the Ramana mo'yu. V'shem, agami mo'yu, v'ayimu rubem, v'yikoyim lehem mo'yovim, k'doi b'imei chachomim, sh'yokoyrim yilihud ager amoyni, he was called an amoyni, they were called Mayovim, but could be Ein Chanami, they weren't Mayovim, they just were Maremokim, Akaponim, this nation is not in a Matzav of Golas, so they can think more clearly. Boish Layoya Dover Boru Im Shavu Im Lay Shavu Bravo Pisha Higlam Nebuchadnezzar Mikol Mokim Lefisha loy golub meisan cherev ksharum meisam lo chashverish amad time bomba. Akaponim, they wanted to say the golus san cherev, they weren't sable. So akaponim, therefore you should ask them. Shloime le nosiv midi, de behem dovak shloime le avak siv shloheel derech ava vle derech hasnus. Zog de gemara weiter. Oma lei rabine le rabashi. So Rashi is banan leitnan hochi. Banan leitnan hochi. So what are you telling me? You're telling me that labik dishosayu koi. That's why the latamayin is seen him. Banan leitnan hochi. It says in the Mishnah Petsua Dake. So from our Mishnah, we can be medayik that the also benesina, b'gdushasayu koi. Amar lo v'tameich, ein bo seifa, ve'ein ha'masurim el milovi bekol. The only also lovi bekol. So it says the only also bekol, lo benesina shari. Amar lo v'mishma mino, we can't be medayik anything from this. Zogt Rashi, Banan lois na nochi ki ach mas nisa, dik toni lop zu daka mut benesine, ki es mishacheres engel iso kosha na mi shori. Am benesine osa, ki Yisrael ma'al yid, bik tu shosai koi. Zogt de mishne weite, amoini umoi ovi asurim, vi isuram iser oilom. Avon nikveisayim mutoris miyad, but the nekevis are mutter right away. Mitzri va'adoimi eina mesurim elat shloisha doiris. The third doir is mutter, the first two doiris are also echod zechorim ve'echod nekevis. He says there's a kule legabi de schorim, it's only till the third doir, but the nekevis are also also. Rabshimim mater as a nekevis miyad. Shimon said in the cave is a mutter. Amar Rab Shimon kal vochem radvoim. Uma im bemokim sheoser as haschorim iser oilom. Hiter as an a cave is miyad. Is mokim shloi oser. By amen a moyim shloi oser as haschorim elat shloi shedoiris. And it didn't shenat as an a cave is miyad. So Rab Shimon had a kal vochem that in the cave should be mutter. Amru loi im haloche nekabo. If it's halacha l'moishim misinai, that will be mekabel, din. But if you're only saying al tzakal v'chayme, yes, tshuva. We could be, shlug up your kal v'chayme. Omer lehem loiki, you can't shlug up my kal v'chayme, but halacha niyayme, I have a kal v'chayme, and I'm saying halacha also. Let us see Rashi. Im halacha shamata mi rabbi secha shenekevis metoris miyad b'mitzri v'adoi min akabo mimcha. Im ledin shat adon kabochem mi atzmacho yesh tshuvis lahoshib b'dmorim meforish lo. Loi ki, afilo ani don ma'atzmi ein lochem tshuvit meforish b'dmorim. Not the way you said. Mikobakam halacha niyoyimah. So the Gemara says, "Menahani mili." How do we know this halacha that Moyovis and is mutter lovei bekal Hashem? Omar Rabbi Yochanan the Omakro, v'chayis shol as David yotzei likras haplishti. Omar el Avner Sarah Tzove ben Miza Hanar Avner. Shaul asks Avner, who is this now? Whose son is he? Ve'yomer Avner, chei navshecho ha-melech im yodati. If I would know, I don't know. So the thing is very modern. The lo yodale, he didn't know who David was. It says before, v'chsi v'yaveyu miyot, that Shaul loved David very much, v'hi lo yinoise kelem. So all of a sudden he asked who he is. He knew him very well. He was his noise kelem. Ela avua komash. No, the Shaila was a different Shaila. The Shaila was that he asked Ben, with the midak, the lotion of the posik, Ben Mize Hanaram. He knew David. David was, he loved him. But who's his father? Avuah Komashel. In fact, the Gemara of Oviv Lo Yodala, he didn't know who his father was. But Chsiv, it says about Yishai, Ve'ish Bimei Shoil, Zokin bo ba'anoshim ba'omar rabbi temer ababe se Yishai avi David shenichnas b'chlusa v'yotza b'chlusa. So what does Rashi say? Lo yoda lo yishol le David b'chlusa sar al samach ribuy. It was a sar al samach ribuy. It was an ish mefusa miyoid. Obviously, b'melchome and later in learning he was a sar and then. As he was a ish mefusa miyoid, he doesn't know who his father is. Hachi kama. So, no, the shaila was like this. Imi peretz inu hu David ben mize hanar. He went a little back further in the family tree. Ben mize hanar. He wanted to know, imi peretz osi, imi zerach osi. That means that the from Yehuda that came out the Peretz and Zerach. So he wanted to know who David goes back to Peretz and Zerach. L'may nafkemine, imi Peretz osi malkahav. If he comes from Peretz, so Peretz has that tchuna of malchus. Sh'amelech peretz lasis derech vein mamchim yodai. That is the koyach of a melech, that he's peretz. To do his rotze. And that's the koyach of the bnei peretz. That's malchus. Im zerech osi, cheshiva baal mahavi. So that will be choshu, but he won't have malchus. My time, omale shalale. So the gemara said, what will my nafkamina all of a sudden that David is going now against Goliath, and all of a sudden he wants to know who the Elta Zayda was. What made him ask the Shaila now? So the Gemara answers, the Chsiv Ayuba Shol as David Madov, says that Shol put on his begodim on David. So the Gemara darshes Madov kemidosoy. That the big day Shaul fit David. When he put it on him, it fit him. Ruchsiv baby Shaul, mishichmoy umaylo gavoya mikol ha'om. Shaul was a very tall person. Now all of it, and David wasn't as tall as Shaul. And he put on the begodim, and all of a sudden, there was mice in his sim, and they fit David. So, he got very nervous already. So you see that big day Malchus, fit very well to David. So he wanted to know, does Itaka originate from Peretz? So Memele hears in him, Malchus de Kekoiches. So then he started getting worried. Or maybe he only is a Choshev, but he doesn't have Malchus in him. Omale Doyega Adoimi. So Doyega Adoimi told Shaul, what are you worried about? Where, if he came from Peretz or Zorach? Ad shatu mashal olavim hoganu lamalchus imlav, shal olavim roi lovi bekol imlav. He could be his apostle lovi bekol. My time with the kosi b'Yerusalem evia. And, so the Beforshim explained, so by malchus you need mekerav achecha, mimufcha sheba achecha, so he told Shaul, you have nothing but to worry about. He's posa lovi bekol. So Mamele, So who cares? Who cares if he comes from Peretz Hazorach, but Malchus, he's Ichanat. He's Mesulik from Malchus, because he's possible of him because. So that was Doig, that's how Doig wanted to be Poshet to Shaila. Omalei Avner Tanina Amoini Veloy Amoinis, my Avi Veloy my Avis. So Avner told him, no, he's not possible of him because. I mean, he comes from Rusa my Avi, yeah? And my avis is mutter. So Doig asked him, Ela me'ata mamzer v'loi mamzeres. So my man, very nice l'shoin, you darshan everything is up to me and the cavis. So darshan mamzer v'loi mamzeres. So he answered, mamzer ksiv mumzor. Mumzor. Let us see Rashi. Shemelech Peretz Kidre Shalachem Las Zay Derech Kotsa Mi Beisa La Pardesoi O La Kamoi Shiva Baal Mahave Kede Meforish Tachoza Bei Simoni Malchus. He saw Simoni Malchus and Milkach Le Efshel Le Havi Reisha Be Something. The Shaila is what? My time Omele Shaal My Chozi De Mistifi Mi Neimi Malchus. So what did he see in him that he started fearing that he has potentials of malchus. Mamzaksiv mumzo kol sheyesh boy mum kol sheyesh boy mum zoros. That means that the psul of mamzer is it's a mum of zoros. I think pshat is that we had once mentioned that in every beer, even a beer of there is some kesha of issues there. And that's why Anusa Solviv is called Chayvi Lav and the Sheer. But if it's a Lav Bastvisis Kedushin, some Emele, so that's called Mum Shel Zoros. So I think the Ov and Aim are Zorim. They're not, there's no Yichud between the Av and Aim, Bishas the Biyah. So that's a mum of zorah. So if that's the psul, he can't differentiate between a zorah and a kever. So therefore, mamzer, that's a mum zor. So that's kailul everyone. Schom and a kevers. But like this, we have a klal. Mayovi v'loi mayovis. So, doig asked mitzri v'loi mitzris. So darshan that. So then they said another word. Shani hoche de meforish time de kro, ala shalakid mu eschem belechem of amayim. They said the reason the apostle love him because lakid mu eschem. Dalke shall ish lekadem. So the tvi is on the anoshim. Vuloi dalke shall ish lekadem. It's not, so mamela on them there's no tvi. So mamela they never became nasa leko. So Doig asked, Oyolem lekadim anoshim likras anoshim v'noshim likras noshim. And what do you mean? It's you're right. It's not darke shalisha lekadim leish, but let them go to be mekadim the noshim. Ishtik. So Avner did not know what to answer. Miyad vayomer hamelech sha'al ato ben mizeh elam. So it says in the posik that Shaul told Avner he should ask Ben Mizeh Ha'ela. So the Gemara asks, Hosam Kori Leinar, before the Posse called him Anar, Mizeh Hanar Avner. Hoche Kori Le'elam, now he calls him an Elam. So the Gemara says, Ochi Ka'omale, Haloche Nis Almo Mimcha. You don't know the Haloche, I mean, Doig shlug you up. Say, Ushal Bebeis HaMedrash. So go and ask in the Beis HaMedrash, what's the din? And Doig says, there's nothing but to worry about. Let's see, you don't know the halachi, so let's fight, we move on to the Beis HaMedrash. Sure, so you went to the Beis HaMedrash. Omru lei amoini, v'lei amoinis, my avi, v'lei my avis. Akshay lohu Doig, kolhani kushyoso. So Doig asked them, Ishtiku. She also didn't know what to answer him. Bo lachuze yalei. So he wanted to be maches verkehrt, so that his posel of it bekol. Miyad vamoso ben ish ushmo yisra yisraeli ashabola vigayil bas nochosh. Ursiv yisra yishmaeli. Here it says yisra yisraeli and then it says a yishmaeli. So it's a psalmod nemaise. Omar Ove Melamed Shechogar Charboi Ki Yishmor. He was a Yisraeli and he was Chogar Charboi Ki Yishmor. V'Omar Kol Mi She'inai She'meya Halach Azu Yidoke Bechorev. Kach Mekublani Mi Beizdini Shel Shmuel Haramosi Amoini V'loi Amoinis Me'avi V'loi Me'avis. So the Briska Rav says Pshat, the Briska Rav Ala Teire says Pshat in this Gemara as follows. He says, he wants to fend for another Kasha also. It says in the Megillas Rus that the Ploini Almoini did not want to marry Rus, Pen Ashchi says Nachlosi. That maybe the children will be Pekumim. That's he didn't want to marry Rus. So the Briska Rav asks, the Manashech, if he doesn't order the drosh, my Ovi, Vloy, my Avis, which was Neschadish, Aydei Boyez, so he should have said, why does he speak about the children? Let him speak about that he himself does not want to marry her because there's a Nisa of my Ovi. Why does he speak about the children? So Briska Rav explains as follows, that Bemison Boyez was then the Rosh Sanhedrin Mustama, the God of Adur. And then Bezin Paskind, that Me'avi V'loi Me'avis. So that was the halacha then. That's the halacha that Me'avis is Muta. But he says, if in a later generation there'll be another Bezin, there'll be disprove the first Bezin, so then we paskin whatever the second bezin paskins. If it's godel like the first bezin, so we can disprove them. Then the loch will be fakert. That was the taina of the Pliny Almoini. But this gemara, you see, fakert doig shlugged up the bezin, and the doig said that my avis is also lovi bekal Hashem, and bo lachuzi alei. So that's he said. Then Ashri says Nachlosi. That means the apostle, the children. So what happened? So Amosa came and he said, "Kach mikublani mi beis dinoi shol Shmuel haRamosi." Now, what's the golden glick of Shmuel haRamosi? I mean, the Bezin Shal Shmuel HaRamosi was also a Bezin. I mean, it was in Bezmano, it was the same time. The can go from to that Bezin also and can slug them up. So he says, he brings the Smag, and then he brings the Rambam, that the Nishmuel HaRamosi, in that Bezin, there was a Kabbalah from the Bezin of Shmuel HaRamosi, that there was a Kabbalah halacha lemoishe misinai amoini v'lei amoinis me'avi v'lei me'avis. That's what Amosa said. Not dreidlach. So if there's a halacha lemoishe misinai, you can just cash us from today till tomorrow. But that's the halacha lemoishe misinai. And therefore, the Birchas Avraham wants to say, he said, kol mi she'ini shemei halacha zu yidoke becholef. He says, because if you want to be chaylik and halacha lemoishe misinai, you're not pikeiris. Yekayfan teirish yebal peh, and there's, it means a loshna rambam, there's a chiyav laholge becherev. There's a mitzvah to kill him. So Mamela, he came with a cherev, with a yish, like a yishmoil, and he said, whoever will be chaylaka, this is yidoka becherev. So the Gemara says, umi mehemot, Who says we should believe him? He's saying over Kach Mekublani. He's saying over a Kabbalah from the Bezin of Shmuel HaRamosi. Mi mehemet v'omei Rabba Abba Marab kol Talmud Chochem Shemoira Halochi Ubo. Talmud Chochem Shemoira Halochi Ubo. im koide meisa omro shaimim loy, im lab ein shaimim loy. Well, see, Taisus says, I'm aware of the Kipshat over here. Rashi is very difficult to understand, but let's see what Taisus says. Im koide meisa omro shaimim loy. Im rabbeinu tam, tahainu davke heichedu atzmai negeya bedova. Kigoyin Yisro, sho yitzorich lo'oisei heiro. Sherei bas Yishai Nosa. Yisro married the daughter of Yishai, Kedersiv, asher bo el Avigail bas Nochosh. Avigail, he married Avigail, the daughter of Nochosh. Vomrine bepeikama de Baba Basre, bas mishe meis beitye shal Nochosh. That Yishai was one of the six tzaddikim that died without a chet. So he was meis beitye shal Nochosh. So memele, so Yisrael was, so Yisrael's coming with a, so it's very, he's a big negay over here to say that, Yishai was mutalovi bekol. His wife was Mutalovi Bekol. He's a medic negay over here. So now he comes and now he says, no, I have a Kabbalah. That means we can't prove anything. And he's a negaya. And he's coming with a Kabbalah. V'chein b'perk noisim ala nusag abigeshev al ishtay v'shiva bono v'perk asa yuxin kabiv de drav Yehuda b'chol duchte de maisi lo. So that means that pshat im koyde ma'isa omro shaim. If they're coming with a kabbalah, and it's the b'shas this was said over wasn't negeya them, so we'll accept it. But if they're gevaldik and noigim in this kabbalah, now they're saying this kabbalah, we don't accept it. That's the gemara's kasha. Kol Talmud Chochem Shemoyra Aloche Oboi, saying over this Aloche, is in Koyde Maisa Omro, if he said it Koyde Maisa before it was Negeyim, Shemim Leib, in Lavin Shemim Leib. Yeah, Abba Main Srichen Leib, so what Isis says later, Shemim Leib, for Bishle Omro Atshas Maisa. That means if he's not Negeyim, then we'll believe him. Biches Avrom is ksamir de kekashi, says that's a mir de kezachove. Since when do we see that there's a psula of a negeya? A Talmud Chochem says over a kabbalah, kachnis kabbal. He says, the din of eidecha nema bisurim, you learn that from a nida, ain't lach a negeya gedayla mizu. Afal pikein, she's nema. And here Talmud Chochem comes and says, we don't believe him. Muki Yosef says maybe he made a toys, maybe it was not a sheker, but it would seem that if he's a negay, we don't believe him. Rashi also seems to say we don't believe him. So the Gemara answers, Shani Hochad or Shmuel Beis Dinei Kaim. That means it's a milsa davide legluye, ain't a chanami, he's an egeya. So it would be out his namonis alone. You're right, we wouldn't believe him, because he's an egeya. But here it's a milsa davide legluye, and a milsa davide legluye le mishakri inchi, shamamele, we'll believe him. So the Gemara says, mikomokim kashim. So the Gemara says, oh, but fine, so that's the halacha. But now let's learn Pshat Mechumish. I mean, the Pesach gives a reason why they also love Bekol Ashalei Kidmu, so they get the Meir de Kekashe. So that's the reason, so it applies by the Nekebis also. Esach HaTir Gemul Kol Gvuda Bas Melech Pnimo. Merova Omri Vitem Rab Yitzhak Amakro V'yoy Me'ilo V'yeisori Ishtecho. In a boil, so why stoys? There's no time why like kid mode. Doig says they should have gone out. No! That's not the place of Doig. Had a time that they should have, the Noshim should have gone out like Kadim. No, Kokude Basmelach Pnim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Im Kod Kaida Mais. Rashi is going to Santa Pshat. Koidem maise shebos hayrole yodai omra. Before the Shaila came to be asked by him, he said over this Kabbalah, Vishonu le Talmido beveis hamedrash b'shem Rabbi, shoymim loy. Then yishem loy b'shaaseiro. That means he told them a week before the Shaila was asked, he set up, sir, I have such a Kabbalah from my Rebbe. So we believe him. Later b'shaaseiro, we'll believe him. V'im lav, ein shoymim loy. Shema machmas maisa bole yodai omra. That means, but he was a Rosh Yeshiva for 20 years. He never told the Talmidim this halacha. And then all of a sudden someone asked him a shaila. He gets, oh, I have a Kabbalah from the Rebbe that halacha is like this and this. That's very fluky. We don't accept it. So the Gemara answers, the Shmula beis dinai kaim, umil said, abi de legluye v'loi mishakir bo. So Mamela ain't, but he had the Bezdin Shal Shmula Ramosi is kind. So it's a Milsa David Legluim. Hine boiled in derich isha lotzeis mi beisam. I had a shtikal ha'ore, l'chayre, the teres of the Gemara is that there's no taina on the Moyavios, Abla Lekade. No, that's not expected from a woman. That's not the derech of a woman. So there's no taina on that. The only taina was on the zechor. Rashi in Gittin daf yedbeis amad aleph. The Gemara there mentions the posik called kvuda bas melech penima. So Rashi says kol Yisrael b'nei melochim. That's talking about an Isha Bas Yisrael. So Rashi says, Kol Yisrael b'nei Melochim. So l'chayre, it would seem from Rashi that the posik called Kvude Bas Melech Pnimo was said by a Bas Melech. Now, Kol Yisrael b'nei Melochim. The b'nei Yisrael have a din of b'nei Melochim. But not Stamazoy, every Isha, the Hanhog of Pnim is by a Bas Melech. So l'chayre, so what is pshat in our Gemara? What is pshat in our Gemara that there's no taina on the nikeva is as called kvuda bas melech pnim, but then a bas melochim. So memela, so that's a din in a bas melech. That's what it seems from Rashi in Gittin, Tafyud Beis. Unless pshat is that the taina was that the noshim should go out and kegen the noshim. That was the taina. So the teretz was that there was no notion to go on kegin. The b'nais Yisrael were pnime. That means if everyone was begoli, so the notion should go out. They see 20 women there, so they should bring bread for 20 women. The b'nais Yisrael were pnima. So memele they were unable. So it's not mutar on them to go out. The Gemara says ketanoi. Now, the Gemara says it's a machlokes tanoim, how we know that the mutter. One time it says, amoini v'loi amoinis, my avi v'loi my avis, divre Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimonaim, advar shalakid mo eschem belechem avamayim darke shalish lekadeim, nein darke shalish lekadeim. Ketanoi dike de nafkele ma moini vike de nafkele me al dva. Let us just see Taisvis. Ketanoi. Amoini vloi amoini. Vim toima. So Taisvis says, Rab Yehuda tikshalai mitzri vloi mitzri. He brings this drosha. So what is in Darsh in mitzri? V'omari, the gabi amoini umayovi hoyoloi lekatzor. Belichtoiv amoin umoyov. Hilkach midrchsiv amoini umoyovi islam lemidrish lemait amoinis umoyovis kosi. Avli mitzri im hoya koisev mitzrayim hoya marich yoisa. So memele, so here there's a yitter yud. So that's why That's why we darshan v'loy mayavis. But by mitzri, it could be the reason it said mitzri, because the other way around, it should have said mitzrayim, so it'd be more marich. Yemarich yoy, so that's why he said mitzri. So the yud is not miyutel. Fakel, the shortest way you can write it is mitzri. Ashenkein, the shortest way you can write amoini is amoin. So the yud is coming to be mamayit amoinis. Vodachsiv adoy mi v'loichsiv edoy. So, agav mitzri ksiv adoy mi. Rabbi Yankov and Emes Liyakev wants to say, it's another teretz on Tosfos Kasha, that the Pasuk by Mitzri says, Leisesayiv Mitzri, Kiger Hayise Ba'artzoi, and then it says, Eder Shlishi. So, the Pasuk is speaking about Mitzri, the Pasuk is saying, Leisesayiv. The Leisesayiv. It's a loisis saiv, so the schorim are a bigger chiddish than the nekevis of the mitzriim. And so the one to say loisis saiv afilu mitzri, afilu azocha loisis saiv. That's why it chaps on mitzri. To, because there azocha is revuse. By, loyovoi, so why do you say azocha loyovoi? Let it say a bigger chiddish, afilu anekeva loyovoi. So there we see, Fakert, in Loyovi, and the cave is a bigger chiddush. So that's why if it says Zocha, so it seems and the cave not. Mashenkin Loyse Saiv, a Zocha is a bigger chiddush. It's more to be Messiah by the Schorim than by the cave. So it says, Afilu Azocha, Loyse Saiv.